Proviamo, speriamo vada meglio a collegarci con Astrid Winkelmann, che si occupa per ICLEI, la rete internazionale di città sulla sostenibilità. Si è occupata tra le altre cose del progetto EU Adapt Cities, che è un progetto interessante che si è concluso a giugno di quest'anno, durato 2 anni, in cui un gruppo di città europee, tra cui dovrebbero chiamato, magari mandami un messaggio. Scusate, altra parte, la tecnologia. E siamo a Smart City Exhibition, dobbiamo diventare pratici. Allora, no, vi dicevo, presentandovi Ingrid, ci farà un po', proverà a raccontarci l'esperienza di questa rete di città europee, tra cui ci sono anche 3 città italiane, Ancona, Padova e Alba, che hanno sperimentato un percorso anche di training, di review peer-to-peer, per cercare di capire, noi si parla tanto di rete, il patto dei sindaci dell'adattamento, ma volevamo capire appunto cosa vuol dire costruire una rete di città, di cosa hanno bisogno le città all'interno di una rete o in una piattaforma, quali sono le esigenze e cercare anche di capire magari quali sono le esigenze differenti quando si parla di adattamento rispetto a quando si parla di mitigazione nel creare questa rete. Cerchiamo di capire a livello europeo questa esperienza cosa ha portato in dote. Ora proviamo a collegarci con Astrid. Hi,
Hello?
Astrid. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Sorry for the delay, but the important thing you are now with us. So
No.
I just present to you, and I give you the floor just to give us a brief overview of what's happening at European level and what's going on with your main projects on this issue.
Okay, perfect.
You can go.
Okay, so I should start. Okay, hey, my name is Astrid Westlin Wikström. I'm working for ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability, at the European Secretariat based in Germany in Freiburg. And at ICLEI, I am coordinating the work on climate change adaptation with the cities. So coordinating different projects in terms of capacity building and research on adaptation. So, what I actually wanted to talk to you about today, and unfortunately I can't be there in person, it's always to actually see you and for you to see me, but this is the next best option. And also, I guess, a little bit more sustainable than me traveling down to Bologna. So, Okay, you can still hear me? Lorenzo, can you hear me?
We can, yes, not very well, but try to go on. Astrid?
Okay, I could just see on my Skype that it said something about internet. Hello, internet connections?
Yeah, now we can hear you. You can go on.
Okay, just intervene when you can't hear me.
Okay, you can go.
Okay, so what I would like to talk to you about is actually two major aspects. First, a little bit on the state of adaptation in urban Europe. So, giving you a brief overview also then of the experiences we've had with cities in Europe on urban adaptation and some of the learnings and the outcomes. And then I would like to link that to what's going on more at the EU policy level, what the EU is doing, what the Commission is doing to facilitate urban adaptation. And especially with regard to maybe coming activities and action from the EU level. So first starting on what is going on in Europe and adaptation. And just to let you know a little bit about the background is that we just finalized, and ICLEI was one of the core consortium members in one of the biggest projects that the Commission has commissioned on urban adaptation in Europe. And the project was called the EU Cities Adapt, Adaptation Strategies for European Cities. This was a pilot project, commissioned, as I just said, by the European Commission, DG Climate Action, on supporting adaptation strategies at urban level. So we worked with 21 European cities from all over the EU, so from Southern Europe, from Northern Europe, from Eastern Europe. Some of them were smaller, some of them were bigger cities, even up to 1 million inhabitants. But we also had small cities and 30 or 40,000 inhabitants. And what we learned, and I think that what was the main outcomes of this project, what we learned from the cities is to also get an overview on what is going on actually on the ground in urban adaptation, more in details. Where are cities? What are the capacity and knowledge needs? What is the role of cities, but also what is the role of the national and the EU level in facilitating this process? So what we could see was that the picture across the EU with regard to urban adaptation action and the existence of urban adaptation strategies was quite scattered. So from the 21 cities, but also from a survey that we conducted, so EU-wide survey, we had over 196 respondents, including a large number of cities all over Europe and the EU, but also academia and other institutions and organizations. And what we realized that the majority of these people like responding and the cities responding to the survey, that a lot of these cities had started work on adaptation and they were aware on the topic of climate change adaptation. Even we realized that 14% of these 196 respondents had an adaptation strategy. But when we're asking, okay, so is this adaptation strategy adopted? Is it in place? We realized that many of the cities had started the process of wanting to achieve an adaptation strategy. But only half of those 14% of cities realized they were most still in the very early stages of developing an adaptation strategy. So what we realized then, okay, is that very few cities had established a coherent integrated management process for adaptation. So even when adaptation activities might have been planned and in some cases implemented, it did not automatically mean that cities had actually developed strategies. So often adaptation, what we saw in Europe, is added ad hoc to different projects and local plans, but not really systematically introduced. And seldom is adaptation introduced with a dedicated political mandate to work on adaptation on a long-term perspective. So we have seen encouraging examples from European cities, also the cities that were included in the EU Cities Adapt project, that those cities have done substantial steps in terms of adaptation planning and often here linked to external projects, EU-funded projects or national projects, or more external capacity-building interventions. However, these have been implemented with no or very, very little political commitment. And in many cases, we could see that adaptation that had been started had been stalled.
Ingrid?
Called the active response, like, for example, Copenhagen, when they had their cloudburst in 2011. However, planning for adaptation and developing these adaptation strategies with a long-term commitment, this should be seen more as a proactive measure, not a response to an extreme weather event. So what we realized throughout the EU Cities Adapt project and other interventions with the cities working closely at the urban level across the EU is what is really needed is that adaptation strategies needs to take a systematical, integrated approach also to integrate that into urban policies and plans. And this should be seen as a major milestone of an integrated cyclical adaptation management process with different steps for cities to realize, how do I link it adaptation across different departments? How do I include the relevant stakeholders? How do I monitor and evaluate not only the progress of adaptation projects, but also the internal progress on the adaptive capacity levels of the administration to allow then for improvement use of the cyclical approach on an integrated management system. And also to make sure that you learn your priorities. So this development of an adaptation strategy inside this integrated cyclical management process would then allow for more long-term commitment adaptation that is more anchored in local policy and planning beyond then political party preferences and alterations. So this is what we wanted to achieve also with the EEC that project, to initiate and establish such a process that is this then could continue with. So some of the major barriers
Astrid, can
that
you hear
we then
me?
Realized. So why is this not happening more? Why aren't these adaptation processes initiated? Yes? Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, yeah? Hello?
The connection is not very well, unfortunately. So I would ask you just to close in a few minutes. I'm very sorry. I would just explain just a little bit to the audience here in Italian your project, but it's art.
Scusate, a questo punto forse ora dov'è?
Evitiamo forse di fare anche il terzo collegamento, ve lo vorrei risparmiare. Mi sento di prendere, anche se non c'è il responsabile, mi sento di prendere questa decisione. Evitiamo il terzo collegamento. Comunque, no, giusto, siccome